border.
Yeah, make sure I get it on.
Good evening and welcome to the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors regular meeting tonight. At this time, I'd like to call this meeting to order, and if you'll all rise and follow with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. At this time, Carol, roll call, please.
President Steele.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Pease.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
All right. Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Rick here. General Manager, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the board, members of the public. Honored tonight to be able to swear in our newly elected board members, two returning board members, and I'd like to welcome Board Member Pease, and if you could come on up here for the oath of office. Raise your right hand. I, Bill Pease.
I, Bill Pease.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I bear true faith and allegiance.
And I bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will.
And I will
well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Discharge the duties I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can have Director Simon please come up. Can I just say yes to what he just said?
I'll second that. Yeah.
Director Simon, if you can raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Mark Simon.
I, Mark Simon.
Do solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will.
And that I will.
Well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Petro. Follow in their footsteps and raise your right hand. I, Ray Tetro.
I, Ray Tetro.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States. The
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will.
And that I will.
Well and faithfully.
Well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Discharge the duties upon which to enter.
Congratulations. Yes, absolutely. Can you do a group shot for the
sure.
Press?
Group hug. Thank you.
Should I put the antlers on?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
best you can do, huh?
That's right.
Sorry to interrupt you, I appreciate it.
Liz would have had it done already.
Yeah, well. Thank you.
You think a lot of it.
She's not here.
I do.
And, Mr. President, I believe that there's a representative here from Senator Saulnier's office that would like to have a few comments.
Please.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, honorable members of the board. Satendra Malti here from Senator Mark DeSaulnier's office, and Senator DeSaulnier regrets that he could not be here this evening with all of you, but did want me to take this opportunity to first off congratulate Director Simon, Director Tetro, and Director Bilkey. We have enjoyed representing the town of Discovery Bay for many years now, and we look forward to continuing to do that for the next 4 years. We certainly know that there are some challenges here that are unique to Discovery Bay, namely aquatic weeds, and that is certainly an issue that actually Mr. Pease and I have been working on extensively now for the past several months, perhaps almost a year, I would say. We've had some mixed success on that, but we'll certainly look forward to continuing to work with you on that issue and hopefully getting our federal counterparts to step up and help us with some of those permitting issues. So you certainly have our commitment to continue to work with you on that issue, all of you, I should say, and all the residents here. And to the extent that we can be helpful on that or any other issue, please feel free to call upon us. So thank you all again. And congratulations.
Thank you.
B, public comments. Individual public comments will be limited to a 3-minute time limit. During public comments, the public may address the board on any issue within the district's jurisdiction, which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. At this time, I'd like to open public comment. Anyone?
Yes.
All right, please come forward.
My name is Bob Sadum, and I live over on Dolphin Place. I have lived there for 8 years, and I came in a month or so ago to Rick's office and asked him what was involved in getting a water meter installed in my residence. And he was sympathetic to my story, but he said he couldn't do anything about it. So I thought I'd tell you my story. And the family across the street from me is a family of five, and I live alone, and so we have a big difference in water consumption there. His family lives in that house 24/7, 350 days a year, you might assume, with a couple weeks off of vacation. And I split my time between Discovery Bay and Walnut Creek, really split it almost right down the middle. So I'm a resident of Walnut Creek 180 days out of the year versus their 350. The other big element in water consumption is how much landscaping you have, and his landscaping is easily twice or maybe even three times what mine is. And that's about it, except maybe he has a pool and I don't have a pool. So that adds up quite a bit. And I would estimate their water consumption might be 4 or 5 times what mine is. But there's no way to tell because neither one of us have a water meter. I would like to make a proposal that you give me the specifications of what kind of a water meter would be appropriate for residential use. I don't mean a smart meter or one of those fancy radio controlled or monitored ones, just a regular meat and potatoes type water meter that have been metering water for the last 75 years in most residences. I'll buy that water meter that you give me specifications for. I'll have it installed. My granddaughter's husband is a plumber. He's a union plumber. He's worked at the lab. He's worked for Hoffman on a lot of his developments. He even did the plumbing for Hoffman's hunting lodge up in the mountains. So he's a qualified plumber, and I'll pay for that installation. And then we could monitor it every month or every quarter or every year. I'll keep paying my water bill through my tax bill, and at the end of the year, we can see if I use less than I was allotted, then you can refund me that, the difference. Is that a reasonable proposal?
I think your points are well made.
What's the next step?
I think the best thing to do would go talk to Rick some more about the specifications.
Okay.
And I think the board has heard you well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
I would, Mr. President, just for public clarification, I think we do have a water meter issue coming up amongst the board, maybe within the next 60 days or so, that we'll be addressing some of these issues.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Any final public comment? All right. At this time, we will close public comment, and I'd like to. We have a presentation here. I'd like to turn it over to staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I'm really happy that we're able to do this evening, and I'm going to have Farron Perez, our Parks and Landscape Manager, come up and make the presentation to our guests.
Oh, hello.
Good evening. I am very grateful to be here tonight to be able to be presenting an item such as this on our agenda. We're here tonight to recognize several people and an organization who has been involved in some of our landscaping projects and working cooperatively between members of this community and the nearby surrounding area. Earlier this year, I was approached by Camille Heeb and Ryan McNamara, who have been heading a program at the Orrin Allen Youth Rehabilitation Center in our facility in Byron. They've been working with some boys there doing a gardening education program, hands-on, teaching them techniques and working with small projects around the ranch. I'd been invited out to come work with them and talk about some of the stuff that we do here and demonstrate some of the techniques that we use. Through those initial meetings, discussions progressed between the women who were in charge of this program and members of the facility out there to where they allowed and organized and allowed the boys who were in this program to come out and work on our Clipper Drive project. The Clipper Drive project was a project that we did in-house this year through staff, and we brought them out at different times of the project. They came out during demolition and irrigation. They came out during planting, and they came out during mulching. They had hands-on experience through every part of that project. Why I'm so grateful to be here tonight and to have this opportunity is that working with this group of people has been truly inspiring to myself and members of my staff. Not only do the women who represent the boys and the boys themselves show a large commitment to what they are doing, but even having the boys out there and having a very positive attitude. When we first got approached and this idea came up, I really wasn't sure what to expect from this, but it's been nothing but positive. They have helped out tremendously. They have learned, they have asked questions, and they continue to be encouraged to come out and learn more. I did speak with the director of the facility, and they are also interested in continuing to do community outreach programs here and help in other ways, not just with their landscaping projects. So that's something to keep in mind. At this point, I think I'd turn it over to Chris. I think we have a couple things that we'd like to present to you tonight. So thank you so much. Just for me personally, I appreciated working with all of you, and it was fantastic and a wonderful experience that definitely was something that made a big impact on what I do. It was very nice.
Darren, I just want to be clear. Darren, we have on these certificates here?
Are the group handed to the?
Yeah, if you.
Do you want to take these?
Sure.
You can help first.
Camille and Ryan, would you guys mind coming up first? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That would be.
So the town's very grateful for all your efforts and generous support to make our community better and to help these guys, to give them a great opportunity to learn some new skills and get out and learn the fruits of hard labor and doing work. And we really appreciate what you guys are committed to and to making a difference and a positive community experience. So thanks to you guys for what you're doing. And at this time, I'd like to give a certificate of appreciation to Camille.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to give another certificate to Ryan Allen in recognition of your generous service and support to our community and our beautification projects.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you,
Camille. Mm-hmm.
And then,
Israel?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Could I have Israel come up, please?
And I'm not sure if you guys are comfortable. We have some certificates that you might want to accept for the boys, if you guys would like to accept them.
Come
yes.
Come
Dave and Cordell.
There you go.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I'd like to give you this plaque in honor of all the hard work you guys have given and recognition for all the community service and support for our community, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
All right, the board's proud of this. So
thank you.
Good effort. Good team.
On behalf of the Contra Costa County Probation Department and the Orin Allen Youth Rehabilitation Facility, we want to thank you for this opportunity to work in conjunction with you guys. Community outreach is a very good thing for both parties, and hopefully we can continue on and foster this this relationship.
Awesome. Good.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Returning to your seats. This is one of those opportunities that we don't get to celebrate our successes very often. So I'd like to thank them as well and thank them for all their hard work and for their efforts on behalf of the community. And I'd sure like to see more opportunities like this in the future. It's a nice partnership.
Yeah, definitely. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll move on to item D, President's Report and Director's Comments. Any director's comments at this time?
Not this time.
Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to, it's our last meeting of the year, so I'd like to say to all of our regular attendees and to those that are listening on the recording at some point, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thank you for supporting your town over the last year, and we look forward to doing good things together next year.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, again, happy holidays, safe, and have a merry Christmas, Hanukkah, and however you celebrate. So happy New Year. As far as the President's Report, I just want to give everybody an update on the Byron Union School District. We had a new Mark McBride and Ken Selman were sworn in as new board members, and the new president's going to be Jeffrey Sugimoto, and vice president will be Ken Selman. Some budget activity, but end of the year closing. I think the school district's doing fine now that the Proposition 30 has been approved. Any other director's comments? Okay. At this time, I'd like to move on to the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve the consent
calendar. Now, Mr. President, I'd like to remove item C7 from the consent calendar and have a separate vote on that.
E7.
E7, excuse me.
Any public comment? Public comments closed. On the motion?
Did you make a motion already, Mark?
I did.
Okay.
Make an amended motion.
As amended.
I will second the amended motion to approve the consent calendar except for item E7.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous? All right. Item E7. Director Pease?
I think attending social functions, community functions, is a great thing, and I think the board is entitled to a little assistance in maybe paying for the seat to go to that. I don't see any problem with that, but in order to be to have a stipend of $100 because you attend, I just can't. It just does, for me, doesn't pass the headline test, and I couldn't support that part of this motion.
I have to agree. I'm sorry that I missed it on a consent calendar, or I would have pulled it. Last year, we did not.
We didn't take it.
That's right. We paid for ourselves. I don't know. I didn't even notice it back on here again, but I agree with you. I think if we go, we should pay for it ourselves, and there should be no stipend involved.
Because that's two different things.
I didn't make a motion. I'm just in discussion.
I would suggest that if we're going to a meeting that if there's a fee to go, that the fee be covered by the town, but that the stipend not be paid for us to attend. That's what we did last year, I believe.
Is that what we did last
year?
Oh, we paid for our spouse.
We paid for our spouse.
Paid for our spouse. Yeah. That was okay.
And then I ended up paying for your
right.
spouse. No, I'm just kidding.
Not a bad thing. She said thank you. Yeah, I agree with that.
So with that, then you want to make a. I'd like to make a motion that we approve item E7, excluding the stipend for the board. Only for board members. If there's any spouses, they'll be covered at our cost, and that there'll be no stipend for attending.
I second.
Any public comment on that? Any public comment? No public comment at this time. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Are unanimous? Moving on to item F, new business and action items. Item 1, board member compensation. Staff, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. At the last meeting, this item was brought before you. I'm seeking direction. Former Director Madison had requested that this item be placed on the prior board agenda. And if you recall at that meeting, the board asked for the recommendation of the board, the direction of the board at that time was for me to go back and identify what those costs might be if we were to increase the stipend going back to the date, the year after the date of the last stipend, which would essentially be January 1 of 2004, if you wanted to keep it on a calendar year basis. Back in March 2002, the stipends increased from $25 to $100. The government code provides for an increase of up to 5% per year. And the attachment to the report shows from a going forward from January 1, 2004, as well as January 1, 2005, and it breaks it down. So if the board, it does give the board options if they choose to proceed in this direction. If the board does decide to move forward, we would come back to the board with an ordinance, and there would be two subsequent hearings on that. So if the board has any questions, we'd be more than happy to answer.
All right. Any discussion? All right. Yeah, let's get some public input. Any public comment, please? I see no public comment at this time.
I propose we stay at the $100 that we are right now. That's my thought.
I'll second that. I feel the same way. I really, it's not a ton of money. and I'm not really doing this job for the money, and I don't think any of us are. And to me, the town isn't, we're not a wealthy town. I don't see any point in changing us from 100 up a few dollars. I would just leave it at 100 that it is. That's my opinion.
Any comment?
Well, I'd like to hear the other board members' comments because I'm new to this that I have no understanding.
Now, the previous two things you didn't have any problem jumping in first. This one you want to sit back and wait, huh, Bill?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Kevin, your perspective. Kevin, what do you think of annual increases on your stipends?
My point of view is that every dime that I've ever taken from the town, this is being redundant, goes to charity. So none of this comes to me. If in fact their stipends were to be raised, it would just benefit the charities that I give to. So I do think that it's a reasonable thing in our society that for a job that you're doing that has a set fee, it seems like there's always an increase. I don't necessarily know whether it should be a $50 increase. It would be allowed as of January 2012 that I see there. But whether or not it warrants, is our time worth more now than it was, 12 years ago? Well, they decided that it was worth 300% more 12 years ago when they went from $25 to $100. So there is some precedent for that. I don't have a strong opinion either way on it. I think that it would be a reasonable thing to maybe propose something in between there to raise it to $125. I can go. Like I said, it goes to charity, so it just benefits the charity. I just think that I know that I've put in at least 15 hours a week into this job, and obviously I don't do it for the money because I don't keep the money. But I do think that we're allowed a compensation, and there's an allowance in the law for an increase in compensation, and I'm glad we're considering it.
Yeah, but I think that there's a mechanism here that on an annual basis of having an increase and with cost of living. I don't need to go back 10 years or anything, but I do would like to see an automatic procedure where the board would be adjusted. And, if there's a 5% on it, I don't need to go back 10 years or something like that. But I think that, there's no doubt we're not in this for money. We're here to make the town a better place, and I think that the importance of our work is valuable, and whether it's compensated or not. So, but I would recommend also on Kevin's lines that we do have a mechanism in place, and that somewhere in that range. But I think that it's worthy of some sort of an adjustment at this time.
I feel along the same lines. I think a 5% increase, I mean, we're talking $5, $10. I wrestled with this a little bit, maybe 15. There was no way that I would even consider going back and for 10 years and raising anything. I'm also uncomfortable with having an automatic increase. I think that it's fair and reasonable to bring this up. I'm not sure what time frame, every couple of years, every election. I don't know what that would be. Maybe we could talk about that at a workshop or something. At this time, I would be comfortable going back maybe 3 years, which is a $15 raise. It covers the cost of gas a little bit for driving around, this is a one-time thing until some other motion is made to do another increase or review or something along that line.
Well, based on that, maybe so we have two issues we're looking at here. The way I see it, we're looking at whether or not we put in an automatic function in there to raise it every year without an ongoing vote of the board, as well as whether there's an increase at this particular time. And so, hearing what the other people on the board here are saying, let me make a motion, and obviously it can go or it can't go. And I would suggest that we just make a one-time increase to our stipends at this point that would compensate for the previous 10 years where nothing was done, and not that it should be done every year, but somewhere along that line something probably should have been done, and moving it into the future without an automatic mechanism in it. And I would propose that we increase the stipends to $125 per meeting, to be limited by the same rules of the CSD law, which is six meetings a year.
Okay.
A month, excuse me.
Is there a second?
Seeing no second, I would like to make a motion that we increase it to $115 with no automatic increase at all.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay. That will be, for the record, a 3, aye, 4, 2, no. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah. We will come back. This is not, as I indicated, this is not over. This provides staff with the direction to move this forward. As I indicated, there will be two subsequent items on this. It will take place at two separate meetings coming up, which they're public hearings. You can waive the first reading on the first one. On the second one, you have to read the ordinance. And so we will do that accordingly.
All right. Item number 2, proposed Contra Costa County land use home occupation permit process modification. Staff?
Thank you again, Mr. President. This item was brought to our attention via a letter that was mailed to President Chris Steele from County Supervisor Pifo. The county is proposing a revision or a modification to their land use home occupation permit process. We have two of them on the agenda immediately following this one, and generally, as you are all aware, we would receive a out-of-agency comment request from the county for a variety of reasons. It could be for a cellular tower, it can be for a land use change, but primarily they are for home use, home occupation permits. And so what the county would like to do is have a pilot program, Department of Conservation and Development. They would like to initiate a pilot program that they anticipate would reduce the cost by 50% from approximately $700 to the applicant to $350, and to drop the processing time from 16 weeks down to 4 weeks. What this does is it would remove this board's opportunity to review and comment on these home occupation permit requests. So Supervisor Pifo is looking for some direction from the board as to what your recommendation would be to the county, and we would then take that recommendation back through her via a letter from the president of the board.
I kind of don't like to give up the opportunity to comment if there's something that we find that we don't like about it. I mean, yeah, normally we boilerplate them and we agree, but there are instances where we have issues, and this would take away our ability to make those comments, so I'm not happy with this proposal.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it status quo, the way we've been operating the last 10 years. So.
Absolutely.
Any comment, discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. Yeah. I would. Go ahead. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I really don't have a problem as long as this is home, home occupancy only. I mean, the Manager Howard mentioned something about we do get requests to comment on, say, cell towers or things like that. I certainly would never want to give up any comment that we have on that. If it's home occupation only, I don't have a problem because if it doesn't meet the requirements of the county for a business to be operated out of their home, it's probably not even going to get to us in the beginning anyway. Most of the time they are approved. I do have a couple questions on ones that are coming up. But I have a bigger question, and that is, let's assume that the applicant was denied at the county level for some reason, and maybe it wasn't a good reason. We aren't going to have an opportunity to maybe help that person get their occupancy permit. So my question to the supervisor would be, what is the, if we're going to modify this process and not have us comment at the local level, what would be the appeal process? How would the applicant appeal? Can they come to us for an appeal? How would that work?
Board Member Pease, we don't have land use authority. That's strictly a county
a county permissible action, and they would not be coming to us for a request or an appeal, if you will. That's strictly through the county land use process.
If I may, I don't, when I read through this, I kind of had the same question, and there's nothing in the pilot program that they suggest that they're going to alter the appeal rights that a property owner would have if their requests were denied.
All right, so the appeal process is in-house at the county level at this time?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you,
Vice President.
My understanding is that they're trying to streamline the process for two purposes. One, to cut costs for the county, and secondly, to be able to streamline the process for the individual and cut down the time frame that it takes for approval. 7 weeks or something by the time it comes to us and goes back. I can't remember. I read the letter a couple weeks ago or so. I would have the same general concerns that I think the board has, and that is that we always ask the same questions. Is there going to be traffic at the front door? Is it a walk-in business? Is it going to have inventory? How many UPS deliveries are they going to get? We have those same questions every time, mm-hmm. and it's always a concern that we go forward. I believe that that is part of the vetting process that the county goes through, but it does make me a little insecure in not knowing how much attention they may pay to it there. But in essence, I don't think we have any say-so in it anyway. But go ahead, sir.
If I may make a suggestion, because I, you know, reading the tea leaves here, I get a pretty good idea of where some of you are going with this. It is a pilot program. Mm. They're going to test it out and see how it works. Any response that comes from the district could include expressing the district's concern that we want to make sure that in any types of applications that there's not a lot of deliveries, that if it's an automobile resale business of the vehicles, we can probably stipulate that in a letter so that they are reminded of that, and then ask when the results are finished and they're going to issue their report, whether they want to move forward with that or not, and return to the way it's been or maintain the way they're doing it. At that point in time, to involve us in that decision maker, or at least involve us in the review process of that as well. So that's just an option, something the board can consider.
Go ahead,
Director Sonnen.
To expand on what Kevin just said, the other concern that I have is if they grant a home-based business a permit to operate, and it turns out that we don't want that business, it becomes our problem going back to the Board of Supervisors, fighting the battle to get it stopped. In this case, if we get the proposal like we have two tonight, if we have an issue with them, we can send a letter before they ever issue the permit. Just like we went to the board before they let Chase Bank put a drive-in window and stopped it. And for the few that we get a year, I would rather have them come right across the table right here and have us at least get a chance to look at it and say yay or nay here. Because apparently, if we're against something, I believe the Board of Supervisors will look at it accordingly.
And you got to take the other side of that. Thank you for agreeing with me, but now I'll take the other side of that, and that is that we're only one small district within the whole county. They're trying to cut costs countywide, and we do want to be, I think we should be as a board conscious of what our costs are for the county, because that's all part of our taxes that helps pay for that, as well as when they have budget issues, it's going to affect us, because we're as far from Martinez as you can possibly get. So I also would, from a fiscal responsibility standpoint, say, hey, you know, kudos for you guys trying to save money, and I don't want to throw a monkey wrench in that form too. So the fact that it's a pilot program, maybe make sure our comments get down, as you said, Mr. Howard, and the concern is that we're primarily a residential community. We have no industrial out here. We have a little bit of retail. Our streets are all 25 miles an hour, and there's only parking for the houses that are there. So those are kind of all the concerns that we worry about. If we can document those in a letter and send it back, that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah, I think if it's focused on home occupation pilot, be interested in seeing how that could benefit dollar-wise. And I guess we talked about the commercial stuff, but I think the home stuff, the county's got a pretty clear checklist on, and I'd like to see how the process would work.
Can I have a recommendation on what you would, what the board would, what your pleasure is on this?
Council, does this have to be done by motion?
Yes, sir. What I would suggest is maybe you give the general manager a list of concerns, because they're looking for input from you, because they're still putting this together. And then at that point, have a motion authorizing him to provide that information back to the county.
The letter would, since the letter went, was directed to President Steele, it would come from President
sure.
Steele, so the letter would be signed by the board president.
All right.
What's the length of the pilot program?
I don't believe it's that.
Can we find out?
They just said that it was a pilot
yeah,
program.
I didn't see it in
they didn't
in
give
the,
an indication
the staff report
the time. Either. I would suspect in a case like this, they would probably give it a year.
At this time, I'd like to open it for public comment. Any input, please? Seeing public comment now closed.
Well, I'd like to, I'll let others make the motion, but my I don't really have a concern about a type of business, per se, because I think the county has restrictions on what can go on, and they're going to weed out too much traffic or inventory, all the issues that we're always concerned about. So I'm in support of the pilot program, and let's see what happens. But my biggest concern is that they don't change some of the ongoing or the current rules and regulations that are there, unbeknownst to us.
Yeah, I would like to add, impact on traffic, deliveries, customer. Are they going to accept customers at the front door, or are they strictly going to have a, computer inside of their home office versus a repair shop where somebody's going to go in and out all the time? Hazardous material storage is a concern. Administrative use, back office use, I can support, but. Hazardous situation or increased traffic to my neighbors is probably something I'm concerned about. Any comment?
Well, we did have one business that was doing shirts,
T-shirts, yeah.
T-shirts, and there's chemicals involved, so that's kind of recently.
I'm pretty confident, as is Director Peace, that the county probably has these things in there, but they are concerns of us, and they ask us for our concerns. So I would ask, make a motion directing staff to put together a letter addressing the concerns as we've stated here tonight, and bring it back to the board for approval, or shall I just give you guidance?
Consideration.
We don't need this.
It doesn't say when they want it back, but I've already received calls from the county asking for our comments.
I would make a motion that staff put together a letter and get it signed by directors. I got President Steele and have it sent to the county.
We can do that by the end of the week.
Fire safety and traffic.
All right. I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, unanimous. Thank you. Item 3, agency comment request, home occupation use permit application for Robert Mankin. Staff?
Wow. Thank you, Mr. President. Just dovetailing on the last item, this is a request for a home occupation use permit by Mr. Bob Mankin. The request is for to use the administrative portion to use a portion of his home for the administrative portion of his business of a computer-based merchandising business. The address is 3554 Keystone Loop. I believe that's in Lakeshore.
Yeah.
Lakeshore, right? Yes. And the county is seeking comment and input from the board.
Any comment?
Well, again, here's the perfect example. I'm assuming that there's no merchandise at the home, and that he's not shipping out and bringing in UPS deliveries. So I could see how it could be a remote location, but I don't know. And I would assume again that in the county's regulations, they've stipulated there will be no inventory coming and going.
Yeah, it's administrative use.
Well, they say that, but.
And also based on the fact that it's a gated community, I'm sure there's not going to be a lot of traffic coming in and out to it. But I would I would move that we have the usual no comment on this one.
Any public comment, please? Seeing no public comment, it's closed. Any more discussion?
I do. I would not want to have the board send back a letter saying no comment. I would like at least the acknowledgement back that we are concerned about merchandise moving in and coming, et cetera. What, you know, the generic rumor of that versus giving them no comment.
Yeah. In the past, Director Pease, just for your information, generally the board, or if the board doesn't have any negative comment, we write a letter that says we have no negative comment. If the board has a comment, such as what you just suggested, the letter would include that the board is, you know, does not have any objection to the business so long as there's no, the deliveries are maintained in place, there's no hazardous chemicals being used,
yeah, and I,
it doesn't increase traffic, that sort of thing.
I would appreciate that in the letter. Thank you.
All right.
Is that in the motion?
Yes, that's it. I'll make that motion. Second.
I'll withdraw my motion. Go ahead.
I'll make the motion that we have the comments from Director Pease included, and ask for a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Unanimous. Item number 4, agency comment request for home occupation use permit application for Jenny Slack.
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board, this is an item that actually, when we saw it, caused staff a little bit of concern. We did review this one fairly extensively. The request is to operate the administrative portion of a laundry business in a loft portion of the home. The home is in the Centex neighborhood on Galley Court. Our concern had to do with, if they're going to be running a laundry business out of the home, staff would have some major concerns with that due to the water usage, chemicals being distributed into the sewer, into the sanitary system, that sort of thing. But it appears from the application that is not the case.
Okay. Any comment?
Well, I think the only comment I'd have there again would be those exact issues, that there certainly has been a review by the county that no hazardous materials are being used and there is no physical business taking place, no laundering.
Any other comment?
Public comment, please. No public comment. Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Thank you. Item F5, Well 1B, source capacity upgrade.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item was brought before you some time ago during the development of the water master plan. As you recall, we had numerous discussions on our maximum daily demand being shy of 300 gallons per minute, which is marginal at best. One of the recommendations from our water engineering firm, Ludorf and Scalmanini, was that they could make some modifications to well 1B, thereby increasing production at that location. As a result of those discussions and the master plan, the board did include $30,000 into this year's CIP budget for this project. We did receive a quote. It's a proprietary pump that has a vendor that is in it's a national company, but you deal with their local vendors. So the company is called Pump Repair Service Company. The proposed fee to do this upgrade is $32,675. It's approximately $2,600, $2,675 above the proposed budget number, but still, I think, within reason. It's fairly complicated. We need to remove the roof from the building, bring a crane in, pull out all the column pipe,
replace the bowl system and go from a 3-bowl to a 4-bowl system. I am not exactly sure what all that means, but it will increase the capacity of the production of the well so that we can continue to meet our daily maximum daily demand needs. So we're just looking for authorization to enter into a contract and to purchase the, or to do the work to increase the storage capacity with Pump Service Repair Company in that of $32,675.
Director Peace, please.
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. It didn't, if I'm reading the staff report properly, we're going to take the pump out, we're going to upgrade through the bowl system, et cetera, and then reinstall the pump and the existing motor. My question would be, while we have it out, how old is the current motor that's there, and is there any thought that we may need to look at that to service it before we put it back down?
As I understand it, and unfortunately our water and wastewater manager is outside of the state dealing with a family matter and is unable to be here tonight, I understand it that the well motor is sufficient. We did have to increase the electrical capacity at that location in order to have the additional draw for PG&E, and that's taken place. So I can't answer your question specifically, but knowing the engineers and knowing their attention to detail, I would suggest that if they believe that that motor was in need of rehabilitation, that they would have recommended that as well, and that was not part of the recommendation.
You know, I just, once they get it out of the well and have it in their physical hands, I'd hate to see a large unknown expense, and or if they didn't due diligence and put it back down and 3 years later we have to pull it back out for that reason, I would be a little disappointed.
If I can ask Bernie, since he's here, if he has any information on well 1B?
No, far as my understanding, this motor and it's fine. It's just trying to increase the capacity of the well.
Right. What we routinely rehab our wells and our motors, we go through them every, there's routine. A PM cycle, the preventive maintenance cycle we go through on a regular basis. Well 5 this year. We did well 4 last year.
All right, thank you.
Any public comment? Please. Mr. Richardson?
I understand that this was one of the things that was suggested to make up the shortfall, and I think it's a good thing to do. I wondered if there was any impact of doing this on the timing of the $14 million or thereabouts upgrade. Will this impact the timing of that, push it into the future any?
No, it will not. This is actually not part of the $14 million. This is a separate item.
I understand.
We waited until after the heavy draw season, the summer season, because we knew that we could not put a well out of service during that time. And so that's why it's coming to the board at this point in time, so we can do it in the winter season when we can take a well out of service for an extended period of time. It won't have any impact on any of the other projects at all. They're completely separate.
Thank you.
Considering the fact that we're having such a hard time finding a site for a new well, I'm on that committee, and I was involved when we made this decision, and this is a fairly inexpensive way of getting not just three, I think we got like 400 or 500 gallons more out of the well. So it made sense.
This modification, the modifications we made to well 6, put us incrementally above our maximum daily demand.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the $32,675 for this project.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous? Item G, the Veolia report, please.
Okay.
deal.
Director's on the program. Yeah, it works.
Is that mic on, Brian? We can't hear you at all.
Woo!
Oh, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, this report is for, since we didn't have a meeting last month for the Thanksgiving holiday, this is for October and November. As you can see, we continue our safe practice of working. We are over 1,190 days of safe work with our staff, over 50,000 hours of worked hours in the last 2 months. We continue our training. One of the big trainings we had, we sent three of our staff members to California OSHA confined space training. And if you're ever over here on Willow and you see us over on Lift Station F, that's what we're doing, confined space work. Those are considered confined space and we have to be regularly trained. And since that's one of our big problem childs, we stay up to date. We participated in October in the California Great Shakeout. That's where we were a chosen site for our company. That's where we had to do a scenario at 10/18. October 18th at 10/18 was the big shakeout for California and what we would do if we had an earthquake and it hit this area and how we would respond. And what we did that day was everybody took cover, then we got out and everybody went out to their particular areas to check them. And we timed ourselves how long it would take us to get a generator hooked up into our pump station F, which is our most critical doing that scenario, and everything went fairly well. So we're prepared if something ever happens, but we hope it never does. On the water side, we continue with our maintenance on a daily basis, but these are just a few items we worked on the last couple months. We've been having some issues with our PLC. If you remember back in September, we had a lost pressure a little bit on our water. We are continue to have some issues with our PLC communication, and we continue to work on those and try to upgrade those as we find them. We had low press water treatment out here to do some studies on the Willow Lake over here on our filters. Filter B was an issue. I will be presenting the town with a report as soon as I get it from them. We had to install a new VFD, which is what drives our booster pumps over here in the building. We lost one. We had a new one installed, and that booster pump is back up and running. No brown water calls. We continue that because one of the reasons we did was that item number two, we cleaned out the Newport backwash tank. Mm-hmm. Both water plants have a backwash tank. Is that when it's like a swimming pool filter, you have to backwash it periodically to get all the bad stuff in it that you don't want that you're taking out of the water. And that has caused bad brown water in the past. We had over a 3-foot pile of brown magnesium soot in that tank. We got it completely cleaned out. Put that on a yearly rotation maintenance, and we'll continue to keep those clean on a yearly basis. Now it's been several years since those have been cleaned out. Moving on, all wells are active. This thing's showing some of my numbers. And you can see there where we produced about 130 million gallons of water the last 2 months. All of our back tees continue to pass. On our wastewater side, we did some repairs on clarifier one, which is at plant one. We're trying to rehab that clarifier as we speak. We got the new belt press up and running. It's operating at the plant. We had some minor radio signal feeds. All our lift stations are fed by radio signal. They go from tower to tower, and it depends on which way the wind is blowing. If there's a tree in the way, we lose signal, and we're trying to get that to a minimum. On our lift stations, we are continuing flushing. We've flushed over 21,000 feet so far this year, about 32%. And this month of December, we started TV and a camera again. So you'll see the TV camera round truck will continue to hit the hot spots and
continue to TV newer parts of the town. We was actually TVing over there on that neighborhood across from Safeway, and we were just doing some hot spots and found a major grease build up that was building up in the sewer today that we prevented the overflow by doing that today. So we were very lucky today. On our wastewater side, on our testing, you can see we continue to well meet our permit limits. We had no violations the last 2 months. We're well below our limits. The only one we can continue to struggle with is the electroconductivity, which is the salinity in the water, and that's still an ongoing issue that we're trying to address. And our maintenance, you can see there, we continue to do the work orders and the PMs, and call outs have come down tremendously due to all the hard work this past year, and things are going pretty well.
That issue we had with the water pressure for the new belt press, did we get that resolved?
That's still being addressed. Gregory is still looking at that. We're trying to find a solution.
Great. Can I request something? This goes back to the days when David Pifo was on the board, and I know he requested this. We know what most of this stuff means when you're talking to us. Okay. You have people, when this is a full house and you got people, everything's in initials and abbreviations, mm-hmm. and people are going, it's Greek.
Okay.
Can you guys provide a little glossary with the, we can put in here and sure. hand us, and it tells people what all these things are?
Yep.
Or just on abbreviate. Just on abbreviate.
All right, either one. I mean, just even if you put in once, just, I mean, because people read it going, what's a W?
Yeah, the acronyms are tough for people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, we can get that.
That'd be great, thank
you.
Yep. Extra pages, okay. Any comments, questions? Okay, please.
I'd just like to commend you on your promotion. I think you've done an excellent job from what I hear for the town of Discovery Bay, and you'll do well for the entire region or district, wherever you're flying off to.
Yeah, well, thank you.
We're going to miss you, Bernie.
It was a hard decision, but, you know, promotions only come sparingly. And Discovery Bay is my home. We own a home here. We'll continue to live here. I'll continue to work out of here, and I'll continue to be a support for the new project manager and a resource for him, and I'll be here whenever needed.
Good. We'll see you the first Monday of every month. Thanks for volunteering, Brian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Any public comment? No public comment.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you for that. I'd like to just add my 2 cents to that. Bernie has been an absolute great. He's just been a tremendous asset to the district in just in the short time he's been here. I think we all know the leaps and bounds and the improvements that have taken place under his leadership. And so I want to thank you for that, and we're looking forward to being able to pick up the phone anytime we want to call you.
Yeah, I'll be here. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks
again, Fire Service.
Mr. President, if I may, can I call for a 2-minute point of personal privilege recess?
At the time, the board will take a 5-minute recess. Thank you.
I don't even like iPads. It's been 2 weeks I was given an iPad by here and by the state. And my wife has the state one with that cover on it.
At this time, I'd like to bring the meeting back into order. I'd like to turn it over to our general manager, Rick Howard. His report, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. At the last board meeting, Director Simon had asked for an update on the large water users that was brought back before the board back in May of this year. As you recall, during our fiscal 2010-11 audit, our auditors notified us that there appeared to be a discrepancy in the number of accounts that we had online and the number of accounts were actually being billed. Staff investigated that, found that to be accurate. There were 23 accounts.
Is that right, Dina?
Yeah.
I believe there were 23 accounts that had not been billed. The meters were in place, but for one reason or another, they had not been billed. We did an audit on all those meters and identified that they ranged from a low of $41.17 up to $26,000. The total amount of billing was $62,137.81. The district has entered into financial arrangements with the Discovery Bay Country Club
and the Boardwalk Grill that will result in their balance being limited by the end of next year. In fact, Boardwalk is close to being there as it is right now. And we've received all the other payments in the amount up to $20,134.13. So all but those two are current. There were also three accounts that were seriously delinquent at that time. One of them was the Discovery Bay Shopping Center, one was Lakeview Business Plaza, and one was the Pilate Farms property. The Discovery Bay Shopping Center is actually on a payment schedule that had been authorized some time ago, prior to May of 2012. The Lakeview Business Plaza is current. Their bill is completely paid up, and they don't owe anything except for their current monthly payment. And the Pilate Farms will be reimbursed to us through escrow. In fact, the purchase and sale agreement specifically stipulates that. So we will receive our balance on that once we close escrow on the property. If you have any questions, Dean is here to help address them, and we can answer them if you have any.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have one question. I know that there was an issue with the school district. Has that been resolved?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No. You're referring to Timber Point or Discovery Bay? Discovery Bay, that's all been taken care of.
Okay.
So
well,
both
in total, I don't.
There were two. There was one at each school, but okay. They've both been resolved.
Okay.
Are our commercial users paying on time?
Actually, Dean and I were discussing this afternoon. We are going to our residentials get billed on a monthly basis, and our large users used to get billed on a quarterly basis. We brought them on to a monthly basis earlier in the year. And what we're going to do now is we're going to bring them on so that we would build the residential to go right into commercial. We're going to blend those two together, and our delinquency report is fairly small, and it's not out of line. I mean, sometimes their bills aren't very expensive, and so you can go a little ways. The larger ones are definitely more on top of it.
Can you refresh us on the billing cycle? When is a water bill due?
The cutoff. Well, Dina can address that more better than I can.
What's the schedule?
It's the 15th of the month when the meters
are read.
The bills go out for the 15th of the month for the residential. Commercial is the first.
The billing cycle for residential is from the 1st to the 30th.
Okay.
We prepare the billings in arrears. So for November billings, we'll prepare those in December and send those out or due by usually around the 25th or 26th of the month. The commercial accounts are from mid-month to mid-month. And so they usually typically go from the 16th of the month to the 15th of the month. And again, we bill it in arrears, and they're usually due by the end of the following month. So that's how it's going right now. What we're going to do is we're going to put everybody on one cycle.
Yeah.
So we're going to put them on the cycle of the beginning of the month to the end of the month, and so it makes it easier for us to run our billing process.
And then there's and then basically it'll be 25 days before it's due. Is that understand that correctly?
Okay.
And just one other question, just in rough numbers, when this was brought up as a concern, we were about $62,000 behind it, right? We have recovered to date about $40,000, and the other $20,000 will be covered by the end of 2013. Am I hearing that correctly?
No, actually, we've recovered a little over $20,000, and the large accounts, which are the Boardwalk Grill, is about $16,000, and then the Discovery Bay Country Club is about $26,000. Those will be caught up into 2013.
Okay. So we've collected. Yeah. Roughly $20,000-$25,000. The balance is in we have a program with them that they've agreed to a contract. We're in a contractual agreement with them that they will eliminate that by the end of 2013.
Correct.
Okay. Not necessarily a contractual agreement, but
understanding.
It's an understanding.
Yes.
A handshake understanding? Okay.
An electronic understanding.
Any other comments, questions? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Excellent.
I have three other items. I have two of them listed in the general manager's report. One of them is the scheduling of the board workshop, our annual goal setting workshop that we try and set in January. I do know that one board member will be out of the area at the end of January and into February. And so it poses a little bit of difficulty scheduling it. So what I'd like to do at this point in time is see what the board's pleasure would be in terms of scheduling that workshop. Currently, pardon me, Mr. Peace, but I believe that you are out of town on certain days. But then I wanted to ask the board what your pleasure was in terms of when you wanted to conduct it. So maybe I can turn it over to the board for discussion.
Doesn't the board normally have a January target for a workshop annually? That's a tradition that for at least the last 10 years. Is that, Ray, is that what we used to do?
No, not really.
Okay.
The last 2 years since I've been here, that's been the case.
We have it sporadically. Yeah.
Well, last year it was, I believe it was the first Saturday in February last year, if I recall, and the year prior it was the last Saturday in January.
I think we would want all five directors.
Yeah, I would appreciate that courtesy. This is a pre-scheduled out of town.
What's the date?
Well, it's all of January and about middle of February. So my suggestion would be I'll have to look at my schedule, but the last Saturday, if it's Saturday is what the board prefers for the work schedules, I could certainly get the manager. It's either the third week, the third Saturday or the fourth Saturday in February.
That would be the 16th or
President's
the 23rd.
Weekend.
Can't be the 16th.
Can't
be the 16th. I won't be here on the 16th. I'll be here on the 9th or the 23rd.
How about you do on the 23rd? It'd be a great birthday.
Saturday the 2nd of March.
Can't do any first Saturdays. I can't do any first Saturdays.
Do it on the 23rd.
I have drill weekend.
23rd? He's
Yeah, and I will verify that this evening. I can email the manager. The 23rd would work.
Hold on, my calendar's still starting up.
As a result of that, we will schedule that, and right after the first of the year, I will be distributing to the board requests for discussions, one of which will, as Director Simon is aware, will be the water meter discussion. As I promise to keep that coming year to year to year.
So we'll talk about an agenda in January?
We'll discuss that in January. Well, I'll send out a request for discussion items. Staff is going to have some, obviously. It's a goal-setting workshop for not only the board, but for staff. It's an opportunity for the board to help us make sure that we're proceeding down the path that
That's
you...
That's a crap feed, you know. That's the last crap feed that day.
That's in the evening.
During the day.
All right. We'll be hungry.
It'll be a 9 till noon type of affair.
We didn't have enough time last time.
We can go as long as the board.
All right.
That was my question, so thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm available.
Thank you for that. The next item is an update on the community center. As the board is aware, we did receive all the signatures. The lot line application has been submitted. The church is working through with the county with their development review application that was submitted last week. We are on schedule for a late February closing pursuant to the board direction at the last couple of meetings. And so that should be taking place at that point in time. I don't anticipate any hiccups with the process at this point. The other item I have is on the community center is the operational RFP that I brought to the board back in November. That's out on the street. It's posted to our website. It's been emailed and distributed to a number of local vendors that are in the business of operating recreation centers, if you will, athletic clubs, YMCAs, the Boys and Girls Clubs, that sort of thing. So that is out, and the due date for that, I believe, is January the 10th.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Ray.
I'm confused how we can have this RFQ, because we don't know how much it's going to cost to make it so we can do that. And we have it, and until we know that, we can't make a decision if we're going to run that as a business. So to me, it's a cart before the horse.
If I may, Mr. President, Director Tetro, this was on the agenda for the November 7th item, and it was discussed by the board. Unfortunately, you were unable to attend that meeting.
Okay.
I would be more than happy to meet with you offline and fill you in on the what took place, and what the discussion and how the discussion went.
That's fine.
Yeah, if I may. I was at that meeting, and I don't remember us ever saying we were going to send RFPs out for operators. We talked about what we wanted to operate the club. We talked about all of our possibilities, but I don't remember us ever saying let's send RFPs out. Where was that?
The agenda report that I presented to the board was seeking board direction. And in the body of that report, it specifically stated that staff was in the process of developing an RFP process for potential club operators. There was a discussion that took place. There was a lengthy discussion that took place.
And where was the motion and the board direction to send RFPs out? Where was the direction? We talked about in the future what we might do with that.
We're seeking applicants for qualified.
The recommendation of the board that evening was to. I can remember this. We were talking about today. The recommendation of the board was to get all the numbers together, get all the information together, and to come back to the board at a later date, essentially. And so, I don't know how we go about getting the numbers together so that the board can assess the entire overall concept without having an operational number in place. The board does not have to enter into anything. It's very specifically stated that this can be terminated at any point in time. And all we're doing is looking for ideas, because we're going to be owning this athletic club fairly soon, and we need to make sure that we know exactly what we're going to be doing with it.
Rick, there should be some parameters here that there's not. I mean, to me, we're saying, would we bring an operator in? This board hasn't even walked through this building. We don't own the building. I'd like to walk through this building and see the condition of the building. We know there's no lights in the parking lot. We know there's a huge difference when an independent owns it versus a town. We don't have a clue what it actually really needs. We don't know what condition the equipment's in, and you're going to bring a guy in to give us a bid based on what? We don't know whether he's going to want our equipment, his equipment, whether he wants the building renovated, whether he wants lights. Why don't we look at this building and decide what we want to do with it, what condition it's in, and then bring in an operator? How do you bring an operator when you don't even know what you're going to ask him to do?
Director Song, did you read the RFP?
I did not read the RFP.
Okay. I empathize with all the opinions here, but this is information gathering. And if you wait until 3 months in it from now to ask for these things to occur, then we have an empty building sitting where we can't even make that decision if we want to make that decision. So this is just an information gathering phase where it's no commitment from anybody, it's no time frames, but it takes 30 to 45 days, 60 days to get people to respond. So you have to send these things out. And that's why we did this back in November. And it's taken this long to get the RFP out. And this way, we'll at least, when we go to look at options, we'll at least have the options in front of us. That'll be one of the options. The other one, part of that decision-making process will be, what shape's the building in? How much is it going to cost to get it to a point where they can actually operate it? If that's not feasible, all those RFPs go away. But they didn't cost us anything.
We are continuing to do our facility assessments. In fact, we have a meeting, I believe, Aaron, on the 3rd of January. On January 3rd, to meet with an ADA specialist to walk the site with us. We are in an information gathering time right now. It's difficult to. It's difficult to only have a piece of the puzzle. We need to have all the parts together, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. The recommendation from the board on November the 7th was to allow staff to continue to gather the information and numbers and bring back to the board at a time in the future with more information of what can be done with the athletic club. And if you were to go back and look at the agenda report that was on there that evening, Dan's bringing it up. It specifically stated that concurrent.
Is your slide? Mine was turned off.
Staff is moving forward plans to continue to operate the club in its present membership status. It will be necessary to contract the management of the operation to a qualified third party who will be responsible for all club operations. Staff has initiated that process and is developing requests for qualifications for the ongoing athletic club operations. So that was all part of the discussion, and so the recommendation was to continue to gather that information, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're not committing to anything. We're just trying to get some more. We don't know that all the nuts and bolts yet.
I know.
Yeah, I tend to agree with the process that's taking place at this time. I'm a numbers guy. You'll get to see that from me as we get a little further along in our relationship, but I do think that it's appropriate at this particular time to be gathering that type of information so that we can either decide to move forward or close the building down or take it off the face of the earth or whatever we end up deciding. But I think it's appropriate that we at least go out and test the community and see if there's interest in doing something with it. I'm not sure if there's, other than athletic club, there's other opportunities too, and I don't know if any of the RFPs were looking into even like an event center or a daycare center, or see if there's any interest in any of those types of things either, but we'll see what happens.
The RFP was really asking for what their best recommendation would be to run the facility and to present a proposal to us. And that might include a daycare, it might involve an event center, it might include any number of things.
All right, so it wasn't just strictly going out to athletic club owners.
No.
It was going out to recreation center operators,
club,
athletic club
NCAA.
Operators.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Just to piggyback on the community center, it would be really good if we could get a workshop the first weekend in January to have a more discussion. And I think the RFP will still be open at that time.
When did you want to do that? I'm sorry.
On January 5th.
Can't do that. First weekend of every month, I have to roll.
Bill's not here.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yes, sir.
I think Director Graves isn't going to be available, but can't we incorporate one of those into the, I'll call it the big workshop?
Well, I wanted to get something going sooner.
We could certainly do a workshop or a study session that could take place, you know, before the...
Before Bill gets out of town.
Before the board meeting on January 2nd, that really limits our ability to pull information together. Maybe on January the 9th, which is a Wednesday, it's an off Wednesday.
Okay, yes.
Have a special board meeting at that time to discuss it. And the RFPs are actually due the next day on that Thursday, if
I
we receive any.
Open workshop discussion with the public and... that Wednesday would be fine on my schedule.
When we
I'm leaving on the
RFPs are here.
But I agree, because if we're going to have a discussion and we don't have the RFPs and staff hasn't had the time to kind of formulate and give us their input so we can have an organized discussion, and maybe I'm with you as far as getting it rolling, but it might be just a little bit premature.
Okay.
at that early date.
Director Stein brings up a good point. They are due on the 10th, so if we wanted to do it on the 10th.
But will staff have other options to us? I mean, other information to us that we can evaluate at the same time as we try to make this comparison? What the cost of repairs to the building are going to be? What you're not going to have a time to look at what they're telling you they want. One thing that was cool about the RFP was it put the responsibility of what had to be done on the people that were responding to the RFP. So they're doing our work for us in to the way that staff put the RFP together to a certain extent. They're to come look at the building, tell us what needs to be done to it. So we'll get ideas from them as to what needs to be done to it also, and they're kind of doing some of our evaluation for us. That might be a little bit soon.
All right, okay.
To try to it won't give staff an opportunity to put together a good comprehensive report. And we want to bring stuff like a good price. What do we want to keep the pool, get rid of the pool? Do we want to look at all those things at one time? So I think that we might be, when's escrow supposed to close?
End of February.
It's scheduled for middle to late February.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all right, well, let's just put it with our community center workshop upcoming, and we can talk about
later. Yeah, the workshop.
It's going to be all day.
Director Peace, when are you departing us?
I'm leaving on the 8th of January. I'll be back to middle of February. But if escrow isn't closed until the end of February, that next week or 10 days, because we can't do anything to the building anyway, the main workshop might be the best place to have that happen.
And then, but if something, as happens here quite frequently with this particular project, if something comes up between now and then, unfortunately, Director Peace won't be here, but maybe be available, like, at least to get communication to staff is what's going on. You can always call a special meeting if you need some guidance from the board prior to that.
My only concern with holding something back into February is it doesn't give us much time at that point. It gives us a lot of lead time to pull our information together, but it doesn't give us a lot of lead time to implement.
I understood. I agree with that. I agree with that completely, but we don't have the information.
We have bits and pieces of it. We have parts of it, and there are some things that we won't have for a while.
Well, I would think that a new vendor, whoever that might be, isn't going to be able to walk in there on the day we close escrow, because there's going to be repairs that need to be done to the building anyway, and that's probably going to take, process 30 days, 45 days to get the building whatever condition, if we decide to go down that path.
I would suspect that we would shut down for a short of period of time to make some of those necessary repairs. Fortunately, the electrical system is in, other than the lights out and some bad wiring and the lights, the building itself is in actually fairly good shape, electrically and structurally.
Will the community center committee be meeting in January? Do you expect we'll have, when is the people application deadline for that?
Thank you for bringing that up. The press release went out earlier in the week for we're accepting applicants for the two remaining seats on the community center committee, public at large seats. So as soon as we get those, and as soon as we have a group of applicants, we'll bring those to the community center committee subcommittee, consisting of President Steele and Vice President Graves, to bring forward a recommendation to the board.
What's the deadline on that? Because we'll have a meeting right after that.
It's on the website. I can look it up real quick.
Send a proposed revenue.
Yeah, why don't you just get that to us? Send that out in an email to us, and then...
It's posted to the website. It's on the website. I just don't recall the date.
January.
The community center committee. Okay. That's a good point. Community center committee can make and do some evaluations, and then have some recommendations for the board.
Yeah.
That's really what our function is, anyway.
All right. No problem. Thanks for the discussion on that.
Okay. Thank you. I have one last item if we're ready to move on.
Uh-huh.
I would like to wish the board and everybody a happy holiday season. I like to remind the board, as well as the public, that we are closed Monday and Tuesday, December 24th and December 25th, and we will also be closed December 31st and December 1st. We are open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, and we do have a board meeting on January the 2nd, so I just want to remind the board of that.
All right. Thank you. District Legal Counsel report, please.
Nothing other than happy holidays.
All right. Thank you very much. Any committee updates? No. Correspondence, item one, East Contra Costa County Fire Protection District meeting minutes dated October 1st. Item two, Contra Costa LAFCO letter regarding completion of sewer service for the Farn Halls property. Public records request from item one, Mr. William Richardson for unidentified addenda request December 4th, 2012. Item N, future agenda items. Board?
I don't have any at this moment.
I'll have to contact staff throughout the week as it comes to mind.
At this time, I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
Hey.